قائما على رأس الغلام وهو يفحص برجليه، بل حسين عليه السلام يقول: بعدا لقوم قتلوك.
Assalamu alaikum, dear friends. Welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. We are talking about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the sacred months of Muharram and Safar and how they apply to today's life. Here in the studio with me is Sayyid Behbahani to discuss some of these topics. Sayyid Behbahani, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, my dear brother Sayyid Shahyar. Wa alaikum assalam, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat around the world. Inshallah, we're going to have a good session. And inshallah, we're going to understand more about the attributes of the enemy of Imam Hussein, inshallah. So we're not going to be among them.
Inshallah, yes. So in our last discussion, we had been talking about the importance of knowing the attributes of the side of truth and something which some of us might not do, which is knowing the attributes of the side of falsehood is also very important. And of course, we had spoken about how knowing the attributes of the side of falsehood and the side of the oppressors and tyrants and despots and evil people, this helps us to defend ourselves from their plans and their plots, and it helps us to become stronger in our faith and our iman. And because some people might say, well, why aren't you talking about the attributes of truth, the attributes of the people of good? Well, a lot of us know that, right? Truth, justice, honesty, sincerity, sacrifice, being helpful, being kind. I mean, these are, but what's interesting is this aspect of the attributes of evil in order to know the enemy, in order to be able to save yourself from the enemy. So, I mean, continuing our discussion from the previous discussion, right? I mean, let's talk about some of these attributes that we should be careful from.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, bihi nasta'in. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin. Allahumma salam. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Yes, brother Sayyid Shahyar, there are many lectures that are talking about the attributes of the truth and the people of good. But we maybe rarely hear someone to analyze the attributes of evil. Yes. And by what we read a hadith from our Prophet last session, that we have to be awake,
right,
in the society, and we have to be aware of everything happening in the society.
Right.
And today, throughout the world, with this media, we can understand and we could see what's happening around the world. So we have to stand up against the oppressor.
Right.
Another hadith that I want to bring up in the beginning of this session is the hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin Nahjul Balagha.
Yes, please.
Which he says, تَكَادُونَ وَلَا تُكِيدُونَ وَتُنْتَقَصُ أَطْرَافَكُمْ فَلَا تَمْتَعِذُونَ. So Imam Ali alayhi salam start by saying that your enemy are planning, but you don't plan against them.
Right. This Imam Ali is saying that the enemy is planning.
It's planning against you.
But for some reason, you're not planning.
You're
against
not planning.
Them. Yes.
They're coming, and continuing says they're coming and occupying your land, occupying your properties.
Yes. This is the tradition.
Yeah, yeah. And you still you are ignorant, and you're still silent.
Right.
You don't do anything.
Right. Sayyid, do you not think this is
what is exactly
strange,
happening? Yeah.
Well, or miracle, or strange, or interesting, I don't know, however we want to describe it, that this is exactly what has been happening, you know, in the last few decades, where Muslim lands are being occupied.
So this is not something that happening in the recent decades.
Yes.
It's actually throughout history, that arrogant history. Side always trying to conquer more of this world,
yes,
and oppress the pious people.
Right.
This is something that happening throughout the history.
Right.
But for sure, with the media today, we have access to the news, we have access to what is happening around the world, we see these things more clearly.
Right. Right.
And we could say sort of hujjah is sort of,
right,
a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say that you have to stand up.
Right.
So Imam continues and says, not only they are occupying your land and property, but they are controlling your society. They come and control you.
It's
word by word from Imam Ali.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
It's amazing.
They're controlling your societies.
And he says, you are still negligent. You are still ignoring what's happening to you and how the oppressor comes and control you. And at the end, he says, and he swears, Wallahi, that means like, by Allah, I swear by God that these kind of people are defeated.
Yes.
I mean, you cannot stand up if you just let the oppressor come, occupy your land, and do nothing and be ignorant. You will not only lose your faith, but also you will lose your generation.
Right. So people, I just want to, Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that the people, those who are defeated, are the people who allow this occupation to happen, who allow this control of their societies to happen, and who don't do anything about it. Certainly these kind of people will be defeated.
Exactly.
SubhanAllah.
Exactly. And I would say, my brother Sayyid, this happened because of a lack of knowledge from our part about the enemy's attributes.
Right.
We know everything, we hear everything about the good people.
Yes.
We might listen to few lectures every week, the moral session about akhlaq and how to be a pious person.
Right. Right.
But we don't listen and we don't observe what we should not be.
Right.
You know, this is very important. And this is a way that shaitan, that iblis, that Satan comes and deviate us. Because we don't have knowledge about the trickery of shaitan, about the plot that he has against us in order to deviate us.
Right.
If we observe and analyze the enemy of Islam, their attributes and traits, we could actually understand where is Satan, where is Shaitan is playing.
Right.
Where is Shaitan playground,
right,
basically. So I think if you want to start observing and analyzing the attributes of the people of falsehood, one of the first attributes that we could analyze is disgrace and humiliation.
Right.
Which is...
So, just the people of the camp of evil, or the people of falsehood, one of their traits is that they themselves are disgraced and humiliated, right?
So, as I said, we have a point of history, which is the incident of Ashura, which the whole falsehood is standing in front of a whole truth, and the line are so clear.
Yes.
By observing the army of falsehood, we understand they have some of attributes, some traits and some characteristics that is only for them.
Right.
By analyzing this, we could understand what is the attribute of falsehood. And one of them is disgrace and humiliation.
Which was the an attribute of...
Of the army of Yazid.
Of the army
or Yazidis, if
of
you
the
want
Yazidis.
To say.
Okay. Yazidis
disgrace throughout
and
history.
Humiliation, yes.
Exactly. Yes. So what we want to do is understanding the attributes of Yazidis, so understand who are the Yazidis of our time.
Right.
And what is the characteristic of a Yazidis in our time, so not falling for.
Right.
So one of them is disgrace and humiliation. And if you want to talk about it, I guess everyone knows this, that disgrace and humiliation is forbidden for a mu'min.
Right.
It's forbidden
hey
for a believer.
Hayhat
min al-dhillah. Walillahi azza walirrasuli walilmu'minin. In the surah, in
the
chapter
Quran,
of Munafiqeen, we have this. It talks about that honor and dignity is for Allah, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the source of honor.
Yes.
And this honor is for mu'minin, is for believer.
Yes.
So, for sure we understand that the source of honor is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the manifestation of honor and dignity is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the distance that we have to Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it kind of calculates and give us the amount of honor that we are and that we have. Mm-hmm. So basically, the closer we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the closer we are to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the closer we are walking on the path of Imam Hussein and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are closer to the honor. We are closer to the source of honor.
Yes.
The further we get, we are closer to the
disgrace,
disgrace and humiliation.
Hasan. I mean, because we have maybe around 5 minutes or so left on the program here. This idea of disgrace and humiliation. I mean, can you give us a practical example, or can you give us an example in today's life where we will be able to see this this concept, you know, on the ground or in reality?
Sayyid, it is very clear in the time of Imam Hussein. Right. If we understand the example of the time of Imam Hussein,
right,
I guess our audience, they could easily relate it to
right.
our time.
One thing that
but
came... Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, one of the things that in my mind, for example, it immediately came, so I think, you know, is Qasim Soleimani.
Mm.
For example, the amount of honor and the amount of... honor and izzah that Shahid Haj Qasim Soleimani had during his life, I mean, was amazing. Everywhere he went, people loved him. Everywhere he went, people honored him, respected him, saluted him, men, women, children. If you see some of these videos, it's like he was a modern-day Husseini hero. Mm-hmm. And after his martyrdom, he has just, I mean, the limits of izzah and honor, he's just transcended them, you know. It's like he's reached the heights of honor and izzah. His posters everywhere, his shirt, his statements, you know, his words. It's just, and on the other hand, you will find that the people who assassinated him have been disgraced, they have been humiliated, they have been dishonored, even though the plan of Shaitan was to have it the other way around, but they couldn't.
MashaAllah, Sayyid, this is a very good example of our time, that the manifestation of honor, it went to Qasim Soleimani of our time.
Yes.
And whoever, yes, like me and you, when we are relating ourselves to Qasim Soleimani, how we feel to be honored, how we feel that we are respected. And this is exactly what's happening to believers when they are closer to the path of truth,
yes,
to the path of
Imam Hussein,
Imam Hussein alayhi salam, they feel more honor. They are more connected to the source,
yes,
of honor. So when we see in the beginning, when Muslim ibn Aqil get to Kufa, there's 18,000, we have narration,
yes,
that they,
yes,
say there were 18,000 people that they,
yes,
pledged to him.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, a minimum 18,000.
Minimum 18,000.
Yes.
But when we see that after that Ibn Ziyad came to Kufa and started promising people money and gold, which inshallah in the next session I will read exactly the sentence of Ibn Ziyad when he went to the pulpit and he said to people, I will give you gold and stuff, how people sold their hereafter, mm-hmm, for the pleasure of this world.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly happening. This is this disgrace, this is humiliation, mm-hmm, of in our time. If we are selling our religion, if we are deviated from the path of truth just for example, a comfortability of our life. For example, for a better education. For example, a better house or a better way of living, you know. Mm-hmm.
For these things, we are sacrificing our deen, our iman,
exactly,
our izzah.
Exactly.
Our izzah.
This
honor.
This is our subject, right?
Yes.
We get humiliated.
Yes.
We get far from the source of honor.
Yes.
And this is what is exactly what is the characteristic of Yazidis of today.
Of today, Hassan.
And you have to be very careful.
Yes. And
this
and
is a trickery of Shaitan. He,
yes,
wants. He wants to recruit more soldier in the Yazidi side.
Yes.
So we have to be careful to not fall for it.
Yes, inshallah. And
hayhat
min al-dhilla, as Imam Hussein alayhi salam has so eloquently said. Sayyid Baybani, thank you so much for joining us. And of course, dear friends, dear viewers, inshallah, we will see you next time on Islamic Pulse's talk show. Until then, fi amanillah.
wherever you are.